Richard, the end of a season and perhaps a predictable final day given how flat that wicket was?
Yeah, flatter than probably anything that we've played on the season. So it was the start of the game. I never expected to be in position. So there's been, how many runs? Near 1,400 runs on a Bristol wicket. So yeah, a bit surprising, but yeah, we are.
Was there a door open at 3 down, perhaps?
Possibly. They batted very well. We knew this morning that we had to really give it a whirl, and we got a couple of weeks. Obviously, got Rudolph out, which was a big wicket. But that partnership there obviously just took the wind out of our sails. And I think probably a lot of energy was taken out, and emotional energy was used before this game. So there we are.
How do you view the season as a whole with 5 championship wins?
Yeah, it's similar to the T20 where we're in positions to take more wins, I think. And I think that's something that we've got to probably look at from this season, especially the first half of the season, where we didn't help ourselves. And when we did play some very good cricket, we showed that we're a very good side. We just need to be more consistent. And that's something for us to look at. So games like the Lancashire game here in the 4-day when we got bowled out in an hour, opportunities like that where we could have shaped the season in the 4-day as well.
In fact, in the matches here, probably that spell by Jarvis in the innings by Guptill for Derbyshire are probably the only two real sessions where one individual has really turned a match.
Yeah, in the other games though, we just haven't batted well enough for Bristol, and we know that. So we never had enough runs on the board to put other teams under pressure. We fought hard and we got ourselves back into games and things, but inevitably we just didn't have enough runs at the end of the day.
You played some good cricket away from home, haven't you?
Played some very good cricket. Highlights this season, Old Trafford and Swansea. Old Trafford against obviously a promoted side, against a high class team with a lot of internationals in. And Swansea were the team that were coming off some injuries, and we fought and scrapped really well. They were two highlights for myself. But we had near misses. We had Derby away where we almost got there over the line. Chelmsford, obviously, we won there to get our season going. So, yeah, we've been indifferent in the 4-day. We've done some very good stuff, but there are areas that we need to nail down.
Do you think the bowling group is still collectively coming forward at the same pace, though, with everybody?
We've probably got 2 or 3 bowlers that are a bit ahead of some of the side. Like Tommy Hampton's just been given an opportunity in the last 2 games, so I'm glad he's had an opportunity just to get a feel for first-team cricket. So the next stage will be him moving on with his career. Little things like that, really. So Matty Taylor, unfortunate for him to get an injury. Liam's come on leaps and bounds. Payne's had a very good half season. Craig, obviously, and James Fora as well, who's got through a season without injury, which is a massive positive for him. So, yeah, they've all contributed at certain times through the season.
And the thing is, most of them are still under contract to you, so they're not going to be pinched by other people.
Yeah, so we can work with them and move on.
Just the only spot is where you've got to try and fill is a batsman, presumably, to replace Geraint.
Yeah, well, that's something that we've been looking at. So things are moving on there. But until anything happens, then I'm not really going to say any more than that.
Is it good for you to have a stable group to work with, though? Because you know a lot more about them, having had a season with them now.
Yeah, massively. It's also good for the changing room and the way they're the ones who go out on the pitch. They know each other now, and another season on. Hopefully another season wiser, and they want each other to improve as well. That's the main thing. They're pushing each other to make strides for next season.
Will any of them play cricket abroad during the winter?
Yep, there's going to be 2 or 3 of them. Will Tav, Jack Taylor, Ian Cabana going to play in Australia for a winter. Craig's going with a bowling group to South Africa, England bowling group, and then we'll play by ear with some of the others if after Christmas we can send them away, possibly just to get some cricket, but that's in the future, and we'll play by ear.
So it's a short break and then back to work for you?
Yep, that's what it will be.